is about relationships. But sometimes when people are difficult and we're busy, we can get to thinking, is this whole relationship thing really worth it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Building Lasting Relationships. It's great to be with you for a fresh new week on this program, A Different Perspective. Over the last 3 weeks, we've been sharing some time together to talk about dealing with difficult people. We all have them. It's a fact of life. People are difficult sometimes. They wear different faces, and we end up having a siege mentality. So learning how to deal with all of that makes a huge difference to our lives. This week, I'd like to look at the other side of that coin in a series of 5 programs I've called Building Lasting Relationships. Let's face it, when it comes right down to it, it's our relationships that really add meaning to life. The eternal relationship with God, our husbands and wives and families and friends and colleagues, those relationships with those people, well, that's what really matters, right? So how do we build lasting relationships? Have a think about your relationships between husband and wife, with friends, colleagues at work. What are they like? Are they rich and rewarding, a source of incredible joy to you? Or do you have this nagging sense that they should be better? I haven't got time, I'm too busy, I'm too tired, I'm too something. On a scale of 1 to 10, if you looked at the relationships that you have, the ones that are important to you, what's the richness and satisfaction of your relationships? The reality in today's world is that mostly people are very busy. It seems to be an extreme. We're either really, really busy or life's really quiet and lonely. There doesn't seem to be much balance for people in between those two extremes. I heard a story about email on radio the other day that one working day in every 10 in offices now involves answering emails. That people are answering their emails at night and on weekends and they're just so connected they can't get away. I read another article in a newspaper. It was about the etiquette of cancelling social engagements because we were too busy or tired or whatever. It's pretty sad, isn't it? We get conned by the advertising that it's all about me and I'm important, I've got to be busy and I've got this to do and that to do, and it becomes a cocktail of work and business and selfishness and relationships. Well, they can come down at the bottom, can't they? Come on. Sometimes the relationships that are really important, because relationships take time, they take effort, they take energy. We're so busy doing other things, come on, that relationships end up at the bottom of our list. Let me ask you, compared to when you were younger, how much time do you really spend with people that matter in your life today? I mean, just husbands and wives. Jackie, my wife, lights up my day. But I can get so busy on stuff, I end up trading the diamonds for stones. Let me ask you another question. How rich do you want your relationships to be? Paul the Apostle, a couple of thousand years ago, has a beautiful picture about God's family, one that we can apply right through life. It's about the church being the body of Christ. Hang with me. Let me just share some of it with you. He said, you can easily enough see how this kind of thing works by looking no further than your own body. Your body has many parts, limbs and organs and cells, but no matter how many parts you can name, you're still one body. It's exactly the same with Christ. By means of his one spirit, we all say goodbye to our partial and piecemeal lives. We each used to live independently, calling our own shots, but then we entered into a large and integrated life in which he has the final say in everything. I want you to think about how all this makes you more significant and not less. A body isn't just a single part blown up into something huge. It's all the different but similar parts arranged and functioning together. If foot says, look, I'm not as elegant as hand, embellished with all those rings, I guess I don't belong to the body. Would that make it so? Or if ear said, I'm not beautiful like the eye, limpid and expressive, I don't deserve a place on the head, would you want to remove that from your body? If the body was all eye, how could it hear? If it was all ear, how could it smell? As it is, we see that God has carefully placed each part of the body right where he wanted it. But I also want you to think about how this keeps your significance from getting blown up into self-importance. Because no matter how significant you are, It's only because of the fact that you're part of the body. An enormous eye or a gigantic hand wouldn't be significant. It'd be a monster. What we have is one body with many parts, each with its proper size and its proper place. No part's important on its own. Can you imagine an eye telling the hand, get lost, I don't need you? Or the head telling the foot, you're fired, your job's been phased out. As a matter of fact, in practice, it works the other way. The lower part, the more basic, are the more necessary. You can live without an eye, but not without a stomach. When it's a part of your own body you're concerned with, it makes no difference whether the part is visible or clothed. Higher or lower, you give dignity to it and honour to it just as it is without making comparisons. That's the way God designed our bodies, and it's a model for understanding our lives together. Good stuff, isn't it? Beautiful picture. You and I aren't significant because we're just good at stuff. We're significant because we're part of a group of people. We're in relationship with other people. Just imagine you can be the best concert violinist, a veritable virtuoso, but without an audience, so what? You can be the best hairdresser or butcher or plumber with no clients, so what? And where would the virtuoso violinist be without a hairdresser or a butcher or a plumber? Come on, God is saying that his church, his family, is the body of Christ brought together by his Holy Spirit. But it's like that in just about every social structure too. We're meant to be a part of a body. The body of Christ is special because the Holy Spirit's involved. But look at the family. We're part of a family. We have different roles, but we're together. In work, we have different roles, but we complement one another. In sporting teams, they have different roles, but you need all of the roles. We're all different, sometimes very, very different. But unless we are a body, a whole, the thing doesn't work. We're not a bunch of solo prima donna opera singers. We're a choir. We're a team. And significance is about us taking just the special thing that we are. God made you so specially. Significance is taking that and being all that we're meant to be in the context of relationships. Tomorrow we're going to look a bit more at the fact that we're all different, and that can be tough and it can be annoying sometimes too. But let me tell you, it's an awesome thing that you are different from me, that you can do things that I can't and I can do things that you can't. And when we say, look, relationships are important, to me that's a starting point. To me, it's so important to understand that I'm different and I'm special. And who I am and what I can do is unique and beautiful, and you're different and you're special. And who and what you are is unique and different. And you know, what you are or what I am doesn't matter unless we have each other, unless we have other people. And that's how God planned it. That's why he has a church. That's why he has a family. That's why he adopts us into his home. Because he wants us to be in relationship with other people. Rich relationships, significant relationships, become richer and more significant when we value who we are and value who other people are. It's God's plan. Life has its ups and downs, right? But Jesus made an extraordinary promise. He said he came that we may have life in all its abundance, literally a superabundant life. Yet not everyone who believes in him is living that life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life. And with the life application questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to really apply God's word right into the realities of your life. Because God's word, man, it is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you discover and live the abundant life that he has for you through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.